Dennis Evenson is next on the program, and he is a Democrat. He is from District 4. He is running for state senator. He joins us on the phone now from Clear Lake, South Dakota. Dennis, welcome to the program. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Yes, glad to be here.
Give us a little bit of your background and tell us why run for state house at this particular time.
Okay. That's quite a bit right there.
Right. We can break that down into chunks if you want. Tell us a little bit about your background and qualifications.
I sure will. I'm a senior attorney in the Gunderson Law Office in Clear Lake, South Dakota. I have one partner, my son, Craig Evenson. I'm also the Veterans Service Officer for Dual County. Currently, I'm the president for the Human Service Agency in Watertown. I'm also the president for Duke County Ag Development, Inc. in Duke County. And I'm also the president of Duke County Democrats. I have not served in the state house or on the policy side for any legislation in the past. I have served as a state's attorney in the past for a number of years. Also, I was served South Dakota as a law-trained magistrate. In my local community, I've served in a number of positions with development and increase in business in our community, which has been enjoyable. I'm new for a candidate in the Senate. Several people ask me, you know, what kind of axe do I have to grind? I do not have an axe to grind. It goes back to a conversation with my 7-year-old granddaughter last fall, asking me questions about ISIS, North Korea, China, whether or not I knew people in other countries, and whether or not there were good people in China or North Korea. And then along the way, she mentions to me, Papa, we need to do some planning. And later I asked her if she would like to be a policymaker. She did not understand that, so she asked me, what is a policymaker? I then explained to her it's a person that does the planning. As an attorney, I have facts I can develop for my clients, and I'm the type of person I like to put facts on the table. I'm pretty much open book on it. Develop the facts the best you can, then we take a look at the law and apply the law to the facts. And most of the time, we're hoping for good results, but there are times that law applied to facts is an improper result. So what I'm looking at is an opportunity to be on the policymaking side, to look at these facts and see if I can develop a policy or law that would be proper and not improper for the factual situation. I think I have a wide background. I'm a little older. Should maybe be retired. As one of my supporters said, well, you should be heading to Texas or Arizona for winter. For some of us, that's not the answer. And definitely it's not the answer for me. We need to focus and take a look at some good policy making as well. Look at it. For District 4, it's very rural. I've grown up in a rural area on a farm by Seechy Hollow. I've lived in a rural area all my life. My heart is with the rural South Dakota. And there's policies that are being developed right along that affect the rural areas, like the gross receipts tax, the way that that's used to fund the schools in the bigger towns. The sales tax revenue is going down in a smaller community as people drive to the bigger communities for shopping opportunities. There are facts like that that require us to take a look at things. The schools in the rural areas are dependent on the real estate taxes for their support. It's just one of those facts we've got to look at. How much can we put on those real estate taxes? Is there any way to give some relief? One of the other things that I'm passionate about is pro-life. I'd encourage any person not to have an abortion, but pro-life doesn't mean that it stops with stopping an abortion. We need to also focus on life with dignity, as our current Pope has indicated. And that means if the person does make a bad choice, we don't put them on a garbage heap of society. We see what we can do to help them make better decisions and to have the life of dignity. We all make choices. I've made bad choices, and I'm sure you have, and I'm sure people that are listening have made bad choices. That doesn't mean that you're not a good person. Lots of times that's where we get our education. I'm also very concerned about the hate rhetoric in our state of South Dakota and in the nation. It's too easy to hate the opponent, a Republican. It's too easy to hate the other attorney that I'm working against. It's too easy to hate the other client. We hate people because of race, religion, size, weight, the fact that they maybe have are poor. They don't have the clothes like somebody else. They're too skinny. There's all kinds of things that we look at that we can hate. We can hate government. And that bothers me.
Dennis, do you think it's there are legislative solutions to that, or is that something you see as just, you know, being in the state house, should voters send you there, and being that calming voice to sort of, you know, relentlessly point out that the legislation and policy affects individual people? We've really got about 30 seconds left here.
It's very important because we need to focus on the life of dignity, not hating somebody and excluding them. We need to bring people into the government, bring people into the decision-making. Democracy is very important.